Rosh and some on the Gemara and some Chaim Beis. It's actually printed in some of Amud Aleph. So how do we know that once it comes already to the he's already Tomei and we're moving on to Mimachayv and Korban, there's no Dina Badika anymore. So even if it's Bainus, he still becomes a Zov, a full Zov. Then we're Krov, a Zov is a very Zachar Lana Kevo, a Zov Kada, a Zoibe Trey, La Zachar. Ad kan yesh le din zocher. So those first two, there's unique dinim of a zocher, different than a keva. Shenam atam abayinus. Mekan beilich, when a keva, yesh le din the keva. From this point onwards, we judge him the same way we judge a woman, which by a woman, with ham abayinus, kedizim pereskusim, ki yazub zayv demah, hare oinus omer. So the pasuk says that even a woman, the reason why she's having this flow is she's jumping and it forced the dam out. She's still tamei. The only thing is that a flow of ziva, which is due to the child, doesn't have dinim of stira. Of Sheba Nakiyim, if I recall correctly the details.
This is her Ziva.
Right, so a woman becomes a Zava, or a Nida, irregardless of the fact that it happened for Ines. She ate something and that caused her to have a flow. So she's still a Zava, she's still a Nida. There's no argument of Ines by a woman. But something called Demei Koshi. I don't remember all the details of it. Demei Koshi of a Vlad Miraisa doesn't generate. It's not such as Zayndikiyim. I don't remember all the details of it. And we don't have them in Sias nowadays. We don't have a situation where a woman is pregnant. She's becoming a Zava. Come on. If she's having that problem, we have other issues usually. Now Rabbi Eliezer says, what a time Rabbi Eliezer, I remember Bashish is breaking his sight. Rabbi Eliezer is Eden Nasa Zav the Korban. So we say that a person has one Riyah of Zav, he becomes Tomei for one day. He has two, he's Tomei, a full fledged Din of Zav, he's Tomei, and he's seven Shiva Nakiyim. He has three of them, he's Kai of a Korban. So that third Riyah, which makes him Kai of a Korban, because Rabbi Eliezer, it's not of it happened by us. But once he already became a Zov with the din of Korban, and now we need Sheba Nakiyim, that fourth Re'iyah, if we have another Re'iyah during the 7 clean days, even if it's an Oinus, if it's a Seris, it's going to be Seiser, the count of the 7 days. I feel the Oinus. Rabbi Lazar Doris S, we give him a Re'iyah Yesh Din Zachar. But Hazov S Zovo, those first three, the Zachar, afterwards, Lita Keva. Okay. Zot the Gemara, we're holding on the bottom, 2 words on Samachema Beis. So, the Mishnah said that, Oinso is Sveik, Vishikhazara to Megan, Shurglai Medover. Amarava. Lo tema, we're not discussing a case of Savak Chaza, Savak Loi Chaza, because in that case, a person of a Savak can be saw at all, so the Chazaka would still work in his benefit and be Matari him. Ella, what was the case? Vare Chaza, he definitely saw. Safek machmas shich v'zera, safek machmas re'iyah. So one of the things which a ziva which comes if a person had a flow of shich v'zera, which is again it's a different liquid. So he found Ziva and he also found Sheikh Mazera there. So a Ziva which has in it Sheikh Mazera, so instead of being searched all 7 days, it's only searched for 1 day. Okay, so the question over here was this the Shechem Ezerah, which he found afterwards, came out together with the Ziva, and therefore it's going to be only be searched for 1 day, or they came out separately and it's going to be searched for 7 days. So that was a Kimish and it's Tome. Since he's already in a state, the Mishnah time, once already we've established that he's already the original stage of him becoming Tome. We say if we have what to be toiled in, we are not Tome. But over here, once he's ready Tome, the question is, did it happen in a way which is better for him or not? We don't have that rule anymore. We say Sufik is Tome, i.e. 7 days. Because if we don't know whether he saw or not, you keep him Tome. But elavadei vadei chosa, and the end of the word chosa, and sabag machmas shikh was there, sabag machmas re'iyah. Ken shabodik be'ed, he cleaned himself with a cloth. He looked at the cloth. Umotzalob ziva bekeri. So there's both ziva and zera. He doesn't know if the re'iyah was the ziva was by itself, not part of the without the shikh was there, and therefore he searched the zayin. Can he prepare him a palace? The more says Nida ziva the psicha be shikh was there, ziva which is mixed, the shikh was there is mixed in with such the elayarmoy. Okay, that's one shot. Yes, before him, Sufik Machm Shikh Vizera. The Sufik is that means like this. Pirish, Sufik in Rosh Shikh Vizera Tchila. If he had the Shikh Vizera first, Mitiba Ziba Habo Acharkach Enamatame. Kinam Parabes, the Mesat Zabi Murai Kari. So once he's seen Kerry for the next 24 hours, the ziva which comes out doesn't have full-fledged dini ziva. So then we don't have this kula. If before it became Tomei, so we assume that the Kari came first. The Kari Matara Ziva, Mishum the Habi Oinus, Shinizdazo Evora, Ministroik, and Gufoy, and Eklash, Shwabi Kikarli. The process of Ziva can weaken, of Kari can weaken the person, and therefore it's like having the Ziva because of Kharli. Mishinizil Lukuma, the Tuma, I feel the Oinus is Nitma. So if the logic, the reason why Kari undermines the din of Ziva is because it's like Charli, so our mission says once he's Niskel the Tumah, there's no argument of Charli. Charli is not true anymore. The Kashal appears that, so the Rosh says this second shot that he's before Hashem is saying, I have a Kashal. So Mike Omar, Sobhim Achim Shikh Mazera, I feel Vadi Machma Shikh Mazera is Tome. Where the Gemara says he's Vadi Chaza, if it's some because of the Shikh Mazera or some because of the Riya, says Niskalatuma Sweka Tome. It's not a din in Sufik, even if he knows for sure that the Kari was first. But once he's Niskalatuma, there's no argument of Charli. Void the Ravada Barava, the Mefarish Shikh Mazaroi, Linyan Shane Terlin, Hanu Sveka. And the next piece of Gomorrah really has one has that case included the word Sheikh Mazara in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, so we're explaining Sveika right now. There's a next case of Sheikh Mazara. Ravada says what we're this Pshat is saying, Ravada says that's what the Sheikh Mazara means. So what's his case? It's Sveika then. So Rush does not like that Pshat. The Rush prefers the first Pshat. Okay. So Misha says that Oitzoy Usveika Mashiach Mazaroi or Tamei. So the question is, Shilzara Tamei Lamai. So what tomb are we discussing over here? Ilema Lamaga. That if somebody touches the zera, he's tamei. Where it says migora mishichem zera the Torah, even a person is fully tor, not a zov, his shichem zera is matamba b'maga. The person is mochi zera, and somebody touches it, that the zera is a source of tumah. For one day. Yeah. Okay. Ella Zara Shalzov Matamba Bamasa. Regular Zara is only Matamba through Maga. But the Zov, his Zara is Matamba even Bamasa. Without touching it, by carrying it or moving it, he becomes Tame. The one who's doing that will become Tame. So the Mora, Man Shamata. So who's the opinion? Man Shamata Lay, the Omar. Change it to Lay. Sheikh Mazara Shalzah Matam Vimasa. Who's this Tana? Okay. Ilay Moha Tana. So that this scenario over here is not where we're learning that halacha. We have that somewhere else. We're saying, well, over here in a case where it's Nisik L'tuma, so he goes into that rule. But we're not teaching you the rule over here. So where do we find that rule? That Sheikh Mazara Shalzah was the Tama Vimasa. If you're going to say it's the following braisa. Reb Eliezer Omer, Sheikh Mazara Shalzah, Eina Matama Vimasa, Rishu Omer Matama Vimasa. So Reb Eliezer says not. It's regular Sheikh Mazara, it's Matama Vimaga. Rishu says that it's Matama Vimasa. Oh! But he says, the tipa of ziva is with tamei masa. When the zera comes out, we have to assume that there is mixed in at least one tipa of the ziva. But you see that it comes out. I feel like Yeshua loy omer ela mishum tisuchei ziva. Al ve'enei loy omer that shich mezera has did of masa on its own from his law, it's not true. It's only because of the ziva. And now we're saying over here that the Sheikh Mazara of this person is like the regular rule of Sheikh Mazara at the time of a masa. The Sheikh Mazara is the time of a masa. That's not, nobody said that. So Mar says, you're right. The Sheikh Mazara is only the time of a maga. So what's the Mishnah saying? Hello, Amar Ravada Barava, the Mishnah is something else totally. Lormar. Shane Terlinbo. So we have this halacha that a person sees carry. Then afterwards, when ziva comes out, the ziva is because of the sheikh mazera, and therefore it doesn't have a full din of ziva. That's only before I became a zov, but now that he became a zov, so the fact that he had a carry beforehand does not relieve the ziva afterwards from dinei tuma, because that's where, like the Rosh said, and the Yesh before Shem and the piece of Gemara, piece before, this is what the Rabbi was saying, this step of the Mishnah, that functions along the lines of a chayli. It weakened the body, and that's why ziva was able to come out. Well, ziva coming out because of chayli is not an argument once he's nitzkak l'tuma. And that's what the Mishnah is discussing. Okay. So Summer Rav Papa can made the Rav of the Memer. So Rav Papa wanted to explain this argument. The reason why Kari is Piter is because Adi Chulshahu the Chazi, that the being Moiti the Zera weakens him, and then that the body is weakened to the point that for this person he was able to have he had a Ziba because of it. That Ziba Machmas Charli. Right, so so it was because of Chayli, and Chayli is an argument at the beginning of the process of becoming a Zov, but once he's Zov already, either taking him to a Chiyuv Korban, or whether it's such or not, Chayli is not a Patur. Okay. So, Amalei Rava, Vatanam. A Geshen is Gair, Matam Beziba Miyat. So, a Ger, which had a Rias Keri before he became a Ger, and then he was terrible, his Geris. And then he had Ziva. That the halacha is the carry which he had before doesn't weaken him, or doesn't. It's not an argument of relieving him from a din zov. So, but according to your argument, that it's because that the reason why it works to relieve him is not because of gzeiras hakasuv, but because of weakness. So the concept of oinus applies to the gear as well. If it's because there's a din, the carry beforehand affects the ziva, so the carry of a goy doesn't affect him now that he's a gear. If it's because the body is weakened, so what's the shot? So you should say, so we should argue that he's weakened. So it must be that's not the reason. Okay. So what are we forced to say? That this halacha that carry before ziva relieves the dinim of ziva is not because of weakness. So it's not like an Arnas Swara. It's not like an Arnas Swara. Then there's no difference between whether he's before he became a Zov or after he became a Zov, and with the questions regards to the Korban or regards to being Soyser. The din of Sheikh Mazera before the Ziva effect undermines the impact of the Ziva. Because not because of weakness. So this pshat of the Rav Abba Ahava is not correct. So we have to go back to our Mishnah. So what's the Mishnah saying? Sheikh Mazarot. El Tanoihi. This issue whether there's Tumas Masan and Sheikh Mazarot of Azov is Machlok Zanoi. Matanya Sheikh Mazarot Shazov, Tama Masa, Kome Esliyes. So that the Sheikh Mazarot of Azov is Matama the. If a person saw Keri within within a 24-hour period after he saw the Ziva, that Sheikh Mazera is Matamah Mamas. It's not totally 24 hours, it's totally the same day. So the pasuk describes that a person has a carry. Okay. So he's darshaning Isha Shaloya Tor, the person is not Tor, means he's a Zov. And then he has Mikra Lila. So, which means he's already coming from beforehand, and then the following night he has Keri. So that gets dinim of tuma. We're saying over here, midim tuma's mas. See, if this erev yirchatz v'moyim, and the pasuk says that towards the evening, he can go to the mikvah, which means that the extra level of tumah doesn't apply the following night. It's only till that day, till shkia. Some other may say it's daik me lifnis erev. Avida daik me mikra laila. I said that wrong. Hidash and listens Arab means even after the Arab is gone. Okay. Which means till even me ace. Some other may slay daik me lifnis erev. Daik mikri lailo. That so if he's darshan mikri lailo means how's it darshan? Means he's darshing Lila means that same night. I mean that same within the same halachic day. Madomer milin zera huksib mikra Lila. Or mali urcha the carry the meisib Lila. So the mikra Lila is not significant. That's just the average scenario how it plays out. Okay, let's leave the rush for tomorrow.